The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, some of you might have read Sean Moncrief's piece in the Irish Times at the weekend. My colleague here, Sean, essentially he was talking about First Holy Communions and that his approach is, you know, we go along to get along. We're not particularly religious, but the communion is happening and our kids are doing it because everyone else is doing it. I have to confess, I'm in the same boat. Not so our other colleague, Simon Tierney. Simon, you would like myself and Sean and others to take a stand. Is that right?
Well, I think you've probably hit the nail on the head, Kieran. My approach is that by continuing with this tradition, we're perpetuating an unfair education system. We don't accept the church being involved in the healthcare of women, or at least we thought we didn't until last night, perhaps. But we voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment. We don't allow the church to be involved in decisions regarding same-sex marriage. We voted on that too. Yet we continue to allow the church to be involved in the education of our children. So there's an inconsistency there, first of all. And I would feel that by kind of going along with things, with the status quo as it is, then we're not going to achieve the change that probably most of us want at this stage. And the reason why I say most of us want that is because it's clear that we are a secularizing society.
When you say, and I'm sure, like, if you ask people in abstract terms about a secular school system rather than one with a religious ethos, I suspect you're probably right, a majority would support it. Though I seem to remember surveys on patronage being carried out relatively recently that said, while in abstract terms people say that, they actually don't want any changes to happen in their local school. They're kind of happy with it.
I think the figures certainly don't match up to the amount of Catholic patronage that we have. I mean, there's still 89% of Catholic primary schools. Surely, to God, there are more people than that would want a divestment of that patronage. I want to be clear, Kieran, I suppose, that I'm absolutely not against people having their children confirmed, if that's what they want to do. What I'm arguing is that the school space isn't the place to do that, that this is something that should be treated as extracurricular, because it's unfair as it is at the moment, and we're perpetuating that. I think that the education system should be much more neutral and that we should include people of all faiths. At the moment, we've got a really upsetting, disturbing situation where parents who opt their children out of the First Holy Communion, of this sacramental ritual, that the children are sat at the back of the class, at the back of the church. They're isolated, they're disconnected from what's going on. And that's not the fault of the parents, and it shouldn't be seen as the fault of the parents. They're making a legitimate and valid choice not to opt their children into this, in the education space, a space where this shouldn't be happening. If people want to opt their children into First Communion, that's absolutely fine. Mm. I've no problem with that. It's a sacramental ritual, and it should be done extracurricular outside of school hours.
Yet I suspect your plea for people en masse to absent their children from this in school will fall on deaf ears. I would suspect most parents are kind of like myself and Sean. You know, you go along to get along.
But that's definitely not something to be proud of, Kieran. I mean, is that how we
Ouch.
Achieved marriage equality Ouch. for gay people in this country? Is that how we achieved repealing of the Eighth Amendment, that we just go along with things? We've got a really proud tradition of the past 10 years of coming together and deciding en masse, critically, together, that we don't want to go along with what the church says about certain things. And why shouldn't we replicate that in this space?
But people are perfectly entitled, you see, to do what you want them to do, to absent their children, but they're not doing it. You know, the marriage equality comparison, I mean, gay people couldn't get married. Every parent in Ireland tomorrow could decide that they're not going to allow their children to go through the sacramental ritual in school. Yet most of them decide to just do it.
I think there's a sense that because there's such an overwhelming presence of the church in our primary education system, that there's a sense that there's very little that we can do. But the fact is that we can. The government, in the program of government, sets out to divest, I think it's 400 primary schools by 2030. Now, the government clearly isn't motivated to do anything about this. Only two, I reached out to the Department of Education, only two schools or three schools, I think, have been divested in the last couple of years. So it's very, very slow. But there is an opportunity for parents to do something. Section 8 of the Education Act makes it clear that parents, school managements can come together in a community and they can ask the patron of the local diocese to divest the school. This has happened most recently down in Kerry, where a school that was under Catholic patronage, the parents got together and said, actually, do you know what? We don't really want this for our kids. They came together, they asked for change, and the church, generally speaking, they will go, yeah, okay, well, if the majority wants that, that's fine. And they changed it. So it's not as difficult, perhaps, in reality, as it's made out to be.
Do you suspect that for a lot of people, though, Simon, I mean, despite the fact that they're not necessarily religious, that there is still a cultural significance to them of the communion, that it's this kind of cultural totem, and they remember doing it themselves, and it doesn't bring back any bad memories. In fact, they probably have lovely memories of the day, and they don't want to deny that to their own kids.
But I'm not asking anyone to deny it. I'm saying that you can still do it, but you do it in a class outside of school or you do it at the weekend. There's no reason at all why it needs to be part of the general education system.
But
You can
again,
still have it.
if it's partly a nostalgic thing and their experience of it was through the school system, maybe that's how they want their children to experience it too.
But that's a time when the Catholic Church had a moral monopoly over the country. That's no longer the case anymore. And to look at our education system through the prism of 1980s or 1990s glasses, obviously it's, there might be an element of nostalgia there, but that doesn't mean that we should continue the status quo. Ireland is a very different place. It's a much more pluralistic country. We've got children in this country whose parents come from such a diverse range of backgrounds and religious contexts that it seems so unfair to me that there are Muslim children, Hindu children, atheist children of atheist parents sitting at the back of classrooms while something that should be elective is being taught as part of the school curriculum. It's inconsistent with what the where the country is at presently.
All right, lots of text coming in. Joe says, Kieran, the whole communion thing is infuriating. And Sean Moncrief's constant culturally Catholic thing is particularly annoying. You can be guaranteed that if the religious preparation was outside, school communions would be cut in half. Why are you proud of going along with a religion who hates women and gay people and calls the process of IVF ignorant? So says Joe. Tony in Monaghan says, your colleague who has stated that most people want their children to be educated in non-religious schools is not listening to the parents who have voted against divestment. He's in the minority. Just because some people go with the flow doesn't mean most parents are Catholic. So says Tony. And one more for the moment. Yet again, the media pandering to minority groups. Fine, don't make your communion in school. And yes, do leave sacraments to those that actually want to receive them from the church. But also, don't be cramming out churches around the country on Christmas Day either. Do us all a big favour and stay at home. Don't deny us the old midnight mass. That's half the crack of Christmas. Anyway, 53106. Keep those texts coming. Simon Tierney, always a pleasure to speak to you. We will speak to you again soon. I'm sure after the break, we're going to be hearing about how you might be able to pay for your groceries with a wave of your hand.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.